Waiting on you.
And we're live.
All right. See that? Oh, yep. That ain't going to work. There.
Beautiful.
I forgot about the live action drawing going on in the background.
Not me. I'm excited. I think it's going to be great.
All right. All right. You ready to start the show?
Yep. Ready. Let's fucking do this thing.
I was about 7 years old at my grandfather's farm in Southern California. It was a family reunion because my grandmother had just passed away from cancer. I was running around with a bunch of my cousins when my uncle pulled me aside and told me that he wanted to show me something. I thought my uncle was great at the time. He had two sons around my age, and he was always the coolest uncle on my mom's side. He brings me inside the house, which was empty. Everybody was outside enjoying the festivities. He brings me down into the basement where all my grandpa's tools were. He tells me to walk down the stairs, so I start to. All of a sudden, he pushes me, and I fall down the stairs, thus blacking out. When I woke up, I felt excruciating pain going up and down my spine. I was crying hysterically and trying to scream, but I was gagged. I turned my head to see that I was tied to a table, naked. Next to me was my uncle, brandishing a knife, explaining to me that if I ever told anyone, he would kill me. He gave me a warning and took a smaller knife and stabbed it into my left thigh on the inside and turned it. He started untying me, and I thought he was going to let me go, but he was just flipping me over onto my stomach. He proceeded to get on top of me and then violently rape me. I blacked out again from the pain and didn't wake up for quite some time. When I finally came to, I was in the back seat of his car, driving on the highway. He took the gag out of my mouth. I was still naked. There was gauze on my thigh where he had stabbed me. My back still hurt, and my ass was bleeding down my leg. All of a sudden, he just starts laughing and looking at me. He then starts punching me in the face until I lose consciousness. This all seems like a daze because I kept drifting in and out of consciousness. I woke up again inside a small house. I had no clue where I was or whose house it was. When I opened my eyes, he sat on top of my chest for minutes at a time. My hands were bound by rope and my right ankle was cuffed to a pipe. I was down there for weeks. Every day he would come into my room and rape me over and over until I went limp and lost consciousness. I would get food every 2 days. He would give me an open can of baked beans and a bottle of water. The floor I was on was cold concrete, now stained with my blood. Every once in a while, he would stand above me and urinate all over me while I cowered in the corner. He would shout at me to look up, and if I didn't, he would kick the toe of his shoe into my testicles and anus. Other times, he would take off his pants and sit on my face. That was the most vile thing I had to experience up to that point. One day, he came into the room with a bottle of peroxide and proceeded to pour it into my mouth while choking my throat. I didn't swallow any of it. I just kept coughing and spitting it up. He started laughing again like he had in the car the night that he took me. He then poured the rest of the bottle into my anus, which caused me to wriggle and cry out in pain. He sprayed me down with high-pressured hose and left me there soaking wet. I didn't get food for about 3 days that time. When he finally came into the room and handed me a small Dixie cup of Cheerios and another cup of water. When I was about to pick up the Cheerios, he kicked them over into the bloody concrete and threw his knee into my face. My whole face felt broken. I felt him unlock the handcuff from my ankle, and then he turned me on my stomach for one last time. He took his time this time, and it was the most brutal of all the rapes. He then left the room. I was so terrified. He had untied me and left the door wide open. The next thing I heard was a giant gunshot. I was frozen in fear the rest of the day and did not move a muscle. The next day, light entered the room through the open door. I slowly got to my feet and walked towards the door. At the time, I didn't know where I was, but I was in a water heater room in a basement. I walked out the door and up the stairs cautiously. I turned to see my uncle dead in his chair. He had committed suicide using his shotgun. I fell to the ground and started crying. I don't really know what I felt. It must have been an overwhelming sense of relief. I was almost crippled by how much I was crying. I slowly walked out of the house and collapsed into the street where the warm sun heated my broken body. I whistled for a cab, and when it came near, the license plate had fresh and it had dice in the mirror. If anything, I could say that this cab was rare, but I thought, nah, forget it. Yo, home to Bel Air. See, I couldn't stop myself. All right.
Jesus Christ. That was a long way around.
Hey, fucker. You're the one that sent it to me.
I know. It was awesome. That was, I think that might have been the best way that we've ever started this show.
You think?
Huh? Barrel of laughs right out of the gate.
Oh, I was just the whole time I'm reading, I was thinking, what in the fuck am I doing?
I was thinking the same thing. I was like, maybe this was a mistake.
Abort, abort.
Oh my God.
Okay, this made me laugh out loud. Check.
I think we should start the show reading that, just that, every single week.
All right, we got Nicholas with us again. He obviously was not inspired by that. Check.
He said, is this going anywhere? I don't know if you saw that on the screen or not.
All right. Oh, I want to start off with, so I'm going to start moving shit around here. I got to.
All right.
Our interview fell through, so I'm going to move that to the bottom.
Yep.
Okay, so I got a text message from Brian Trammell from Shooting the Shiznit.
Okay.
So I was thinking this week, of course, we kind of fucked it up with how we started the show. But I was thinking this week we focus on being a cooking show.
All right. What are we going to cook? I've always wanted to cook some kind of lamb chops.
It's funny you asked me.
All right.
So I don't know the history behind this book. I don't know if it's an anti-furry book, like a, or if it's a racist cookbook.
Those are two completely different things. Anti-furry or racist cooking.
Okay. So the name of the book is The Roving Fisherman's Favorite Wild Game and Fish and Other Old-Time Recipes.
What?
The recipe that we're going to be going over today is roast coon.
When was this book written?
I don't have that information.
Oh, my God.
All right. So, those of you that are driving and you want to write this down, you need one dressed coon. I don't care what he's wearing.
Doesn't matter what he's wearing. One. Oh, my God.
Some salt, pepper, onions, carrot, more salt. What the fuck?
two tablespoons of salt and then a teaspoon of salt.
And one cup of water.
But that's separate.
Okay, so you start off, you've got to chill the coon and then remove all the glands and fat. Wipe the coon down with a damp cloth. He may try to fight back. But
if you get him cold enough, you won't.
No, if you just tell him to chill.
Chill.
Chill, coon. So then you got to rinse them good inside and out. So
what the fuck?
This is where he's really going to start fighting you.
Oh, boy. Oh, shit.
So you place the coon in a deep roasting pan and barely cover with water. So like waterboard him or whatever. Add some onion, celery, and carrots. Cover and simmer for 45 minutes. Cool the coon and then skim the fat off.
Strain and use the fluid for dressing. Awesome.
So after you get through that, now you need 20 slices of old bread, some more salt,
black old bread,
pepper, poultry seasoning, one egg, one cup of cooked coon broth, and a cup of finely chopped onions. So you mix all the ingredients together, stuff the coon, place it back in the roasting pan, add water, and cook slowly.
Can we call the episode Cooked Coon Broth? Is that possible? Or are we going to get fired for that? It's a great name. Cooked Coon Broth.
All right.
Sounds like a recipe straight out of fucking Looney Tunes. Like Elmer Fudd's putting the fucking carrots right in the pot. Full carrots right in the pot with the coon.
Yeah. So as soon as I read that, I thought of Fritzy.
Oh, my God. You confused me when you said it's either a racist cookbook or an anti or a furry hate cookbook. How the fuck do you get that from either one? Once you read it, I'm like, nope, now I get it.
Again, so thank you, Brian, from Shooting the Shiznit, for sending that. I asked him to send me the whole cookbook, and he wouldn't.
That's great, man.
Let's see.
Oh, shit. Our chef looks mad.
Yeah, I want to try not to reference it too much because it's a audio show. We can talk about it at the end or something. I don't know. I don't care at this point.
At this point, we're like 9 minutes in. I don't care at this point. That's my favorite part.
We got a format that we have to follow.
Oh, shit.
Okay, so this isn't even on the board, but I know you haven't seen the video because you don't watch fucking videos. Mm-hmm. Another black guy got killed. You see that?
I did see that, and I saw the very, very short video.
Okay, so which one are you talking about? The one of the guy getting the black guy getting in the car, or the black guy that got shot in the back going into the convenience store?
I didn't even hear about that one.
Okay, so the one in the car?
Yeah, I saw the one in the car.
Okay, so even in my fucked up head, how I could just like the George Floyd thing, I can almost justify that, not justify the death, but see how it came about.
I don't understand how you couldn't. I mean, I'm not justifying it, but like, it's not fucked up to think that if the cops have a gun pointed at you and they're saying, "Hey, stop," and you walk around the car,
I'm talking about George Floyd.
I said
I could justify how that happened with you know, lethal amounts of fentanyl in his system, and he was going to die anyway, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But this one, like, I don't think shooting the guy in the back because he's getting in the car is justified. Like, I can't even, like, you just skip choke and taser and go straight to 7 shots to the back.
Yeah, I mean, it's easy. This sucks. It's easy for you to say that sitting here, not worried that this guy's getting into this car to get a gun to shoot you, right?
Right, but if I was worried that he was getting into his car, I would have tased him when he went past his front fender or around the front of the car or any time before that.
Would you? Because you're
I would white. Tase him. I would tase him as soon as I pulled him over.
You're white and he's black. You have to give him bullshit. Don't give me bullshit. Are you fucking kidding me? You think these cops don't realize that they have a target on their back because they're white? Are you kidding me?
And you think that they go from 0 to 7 shots in the back with that in their head? Like, I got to make sure that this kill is justified.
Yes.
He's reaching for his car.
Yeah. So
it's fucking idiotic.
So, yes, I think they know that this is what's going to happen. And it goes from, I know what's going to happen, so I have to play this carefully, to, in an instant, this guy is going to kill me. I have to defend myself. Yes, that's how it happens.
Well, so Oddball, who is, he's black, said that they tased him. So I'm changing my view now. He rightfully dead.
They didn't
shoot him enough fucking times.
He's not even dead.
Rightfully paralyzed.
Yeah, there you go. I have no idea.
When you watched the video, you didn't think, what the fuck?
The first thing I thought was, what is this? Why didn't this guy stop? And what's going on here? That's what I thought.
He should have just listened.
Yes. Is there no place for any responsibility on anybody's part to where if somebody has a gun pointed at you and you don't listen to what they say and you get shot,
there's several times in my life I've had a gun pointed at my face.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I did the exact opposite of what they told me to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still here.
If you would have got shot, would you have been surprised?
Well, so the guy had the gun pointed to my head and he said, say one more fucking word. I didn't.
Say one more fucking word. So, okay. Everything happens and we have to have an opinion. Like, I saw a 5-second video and I'm supposed to have a full formed opinion.
That's when you make your, that's when you pass judgment right now.
Right. That's my problem, is that nobody has any information on what's going on, what happened, what led up to it. None of that. All we saw a 5-second clip and we are all expected to have a fully formed opinion on this guy and whether he's guilty and these cops should get the death penalty and they already should be dead by the time we see the video.
Yes.
I have no fucking clue what happened or what's going to happen, what's going on. Let's just wait for more goddamn information we're supposed to.
No justice, no peace. You don't wait for more information. You pass judgment immediately.
Yeah, you're being sarcastic, but you're right. So tell me the story about the one about the convenience store. I didn't even see that one. And I'm already mad about it. Fuck the police.
Fire them. If I remember, so I think we talked about it on the show.
I, oh, I don't remember even ever hearing about it. Did it just happen?
Yeah, because it was like 6 days, 3 days ago. It was on the Sunday show about the way that the article was headlined, which was cop shoot black man in back walking away.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember now.
Good.
I don't remember the substance of anything we talk about. I just, I'm in the moment. I got nothing.
Yeah.
Anyways, so Wisconsin's done, over with, right? There's no more Wisconsin.
I thought Wisconsin was just fucking white people. I didn't even know there was any black people there to kill.
I thought Kenosha, which is where this is all happening, I thought that's where they filmed Happy Days, isn't it? Or where Happy Days is supposed to be based off of?
So does that mean there's no black people?
Right. That was my point.
Where's the Fonzie statue? That's Milwaukee.
I didn't even know there was a Fonzie statue. Crazy. I could be wrong about that Kenosha, Wisconsin thing. I might have just made that up. I don't know where I fucking heard that.
How far away are we from you having a riot in your city? Not a protest, but a full blown riot where maybe I can fly back there and we can go break some shit.
I don't think it's likely. I don't know. I think it would have to be once Chicago is, you know, there's no more stores to burn or no more Nikes to steal, then they might come here. You know what I mean? I don't know. I don't think it's likely, but who knows? There's lots of people in the problem is, or the good thing, I guess, in the suburbs, there's lots of people with guns. And I think that the people that are rioting and burning down buildings, they know that. They're not stupid. They know that there's people in the suburbs with guns and they don't want to go get shot.
Yeah, that's not true at all. That the crowd of protesters marched right into that gated community right up with the fucking white people with the guns. Black people aren't scared of white people with guns.
That's probably true. Did you hear that they shot some people in Kenosha? Did you hear about that? Like protesters shot other protesters or whatever?
Perfect. Start weeding each other out. You ain't got to fucking worry about it.
So I guess there was they're calling them a militia. Of course, it's white supremacists, of course. They're a group of people with assault rifles going around protecting businesses. And they ended up shooting three people for rioting. And they're saying it's the white supremacists are taking over and just shooting protesters. And I read something like, how are they supposed to stand up to these white supremacists with guns when all they have is signs? Bullshit. All they got is signs. They're fucking burning down buildings and beating the shit out of everybody. But all they got is signs. It's all peaceful.
All right. Do you agree with the anti-protesters?
Yes, absolutely. I think
fundamentally I don't think there's any private property that's worth somebody's life. And not only that,
no,
just because you're armed with a gun doesn't mean you're the fucking judge, jury, and executioner. Make a citizen's arrest like everybody else does.
Like everybody else does. So you say that there's not a property that's worth somebody's life. I mean, that's not what we're talking about. So if you just let people destroy everything and let people burn everything down, what's going to happen, what's probably already happened, is that they're going to burn down buildings with people inside and people are going to die. You can't just...
Don't do your fucking slippery slope bullshit. You can't have some citizen death squad walking around with guns shooting people because they're burning down a fucking Fazoli's.
But you can just let them burn down the Fazoli's. That's the option. Those are two options.
No, I said citizen's arrest, motherfucker.
I'm trying to be serious.
Why? What makes you think that I want to have a serious fucking conversation?
Nothing. Oh my God. It's kind of hard for me to say, but like, I think that at a point, people are just fed up. I don't care
if they're fed up or not. That does not give you the. I'm fed up with my fucking neighbor having his grass go 8-9 inches tall.
Right.
That doesn't mean that I can just go shoot him.
When your neighbor's grass catches on fire and burns down your house, yeah, you have every right.
No, you don't have every right to go shoot him. You have every no.
If the cops are not going to protect you,
you have any idea what it's doing to the property value of my landlord's house?
Can you tell me?
No, I don't have access to that information.
Even better. Oh my God. So I think that if they make an example out of these protesters, maybe other protesters will be like, man, I don't want to burn down buildings because I might get shot.
Do you really think what it's going to be, or do you think it's the kickoff to the fucking race war?
Yeah, that's what I think it is. And that's, I'm okay with that too. And the whole fucking thing. I don't care. At this point, I don't care.
Yeah, you are.
Jaded is what I am. Jaded, no. And cynical at this point.
So you, if there's a race war, mm-hmm. You're dead. Mm-hmm. I'm alive. You're dead.
Wait, whoa. What? How's that?
Because there's no black people here, dum-dum.
Damn it. Can I come live with you? It's not that I want the race war. I don't. That's stupid. What I want is not what we have. I don't want every time a black person commits a crime and then gets killed or whatever happens, like they burn the city. Whatever city it happens, they burn it. That we can't live like that. It can't go that way. It just can't. That's right, not a sustainable way to live.
So don't you think then that if the cops quit killing black people, then no more cities burn. Like,
right.
That's the judgment. As you're looking down the barrel of your gun or mm-hmm. just through the sights of your gun, mm-hmm. When you're looking down the scope,
uh-huh.
You have to make a decision.
Uh-huh.
Is shooting this black guy going to be gratifying enough that it's worth burning down the city?
Gratifying enough. So even if the shooting of this, I don't remember his name, the guy that was trying to get in his car, even if it wasn't justified, is there any indication that it had anything to do with racism?
Yes.
What?
He was black.
Oh. All right. Touche.
They were white. He was black. They were white.
He was black. All right. I guess burn down the city then. I don't know what to tell you.
I wonder why the cops didn't try placing him in a citizen's arrest. Maybe that would do the trick.
He should have tried to place the cops in a citizen's arrest. That's when he makes his first statement. I hope his first statement is, I was just trying to get my handcuffs and arrest these cops. Citizens arrest these cops and they shot me.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay, so they say that being racist, allegedly being racist is bad.
Right.
Okay. So it's not good enough anymore to say that you're not racist. You have to be anti-racist.
Right.
And I don't agree with that.
Nope, me neither.
So if you don't agree with it, now that makes us anti-racist.
Yeah, absolutely it does.
What? Doesn't that make us racist?
Yeah. Wait, no. No. This is one. Wait, I got to think this through. This is one of those things where they've redefined terms. And by redefining the terms, they put me on the wrong side.
Okay.
I'm not racist, but if you redefine the terms, I'm racist, I guess.
Okay. So if you have a math problem, right? Yes. You do parentheses first.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if it goes parentheses, anti, parentheses, racist, then you add the anti, which means they cancel each other out. Two negatives equals zero.
Make a positive. Wait,
no, nope, two negatives. It's got to equal zero. Otherwise, we're going to be positive racism.
All right. So two negative racists equal zero racist. Wait, right. two negative antis equal neutral.
They cancel it out.
Right.
Shit, that still leaves racist.
Yeah, we're neutral racist. You can't be neutral. You can't afford to be neutral on a moving train.
How can we be anti something but not be pro it? Okay, God, so that's
so confusing.
Take racism out of it.
All right.
Getting butt fucked.
Oh, okay. I'm
getting, not giving.
Oh, all right.
Okay, so you're anti butt fucking.
No, I'm anti
in the context of you receiving from me.
I'm anti that for sure.
Okay. Anti butt fucking.
Yes.
Now, if you say you are anti butt fucking,
that means I'm for getting fucked in the ass. Well, that sucks.
Okay. What if we're just anti the anti?
Anti the anti-racists. How about we just say we're not racist?
No, that's not good enough.
Can we say we're anti-racist and just take back the term? We're taking it back. My grandma used to call people anti-racist all the time.
Oh, fuck. I don't know. I don't like. I'm okay with not being racist.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not okay with being anti-racist. One, because I don't know exactly what it means. If it means that I have to, like, it's not good enough that I don't, that I sit in my room and don't beat up black people. if that's not good enough, if I have to go out and wear tights and protect black people to be anti-racist.
No. I think you're missing the point. Not only do you not have to go out and beat up black people, you have to go out and get beat up by black people. To be anti-racist.
Okay. I've been beat up by black people. So I'm anti-racist then.
Damn, so have I. I was bullied by black people for a long time. Anti-racist.
I got jumped for being white.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm anti-racist because I got my ass kicked.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're good. They never specifically said it was because I was white. They just didn't like me. Maybe it's because I was a big dork. I don't know.
Okay, so for the record, we're anti-racist. Okay, so what does that mean?
It depends on how you emphasize it. I'm anti-racist. Anti-racist. Fuck, I don't know.
Wouldn't it be easier just to be racist? You know what? I'm only at this Klan meeting because this other shit's so fucking confusing.
Oh, my God. So that, I don't know what to make of it or whatever, but this book, How to Be an Anti-Racist, that all this is coming from, it's going to find its way into the schools and into the colleges and everything. And I just want to tell everybody that's listening, like, if you get that as an assignment or whatever, God, please call in and tell us. I want to know if they're you know, trying to make you read this book for high school or college credit or whatever.
And I don't care. So I just know. Tell Anthony. I'll give you tell Anthony's me. Home number.
There you go.
Do you still have a home phone number?
No. Not for years and years. Oh, my
We got
gosh.
One. Fuck, I want to say it was like 5 years ago, and it only rang when people were trying to sell us shit.
That was ours. Same thing. The only calls we ever fucking got was telemarketers or whatever. This is stupid. I'm not paying to have telemarketers call me. Oh, my God.
Bong.
Jesus, I can't even fucking read today. These are the last $2 in my debit card.
Why would you give it to us?
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate that.
So not only that, if it's really your last $2 on your debit card, mm-hmm. you could have PayPal'd us, so we would have got the whole $2 instead of the fees that YouTube takes.
Oh my God. Oh. Bing. Anti everything. I'm anti everything. Me too.
All right. Thank you guys.
Thanks. Oh, I tell ya.
Why don't you do the ad read?
Damn it, we can't call it an ad read. You fucked it up already. Oh, this is not, we are not sponsored. This is a friendly reminder that if you are in Whitefish, Montana, just passing through, and you happen to need some rental equipment.
Do you want background music?
Sure. All right.
That's all I got on here.
I know, it's cool. All right. If you happen to be passing through Whitefish, Montana, and you are in need of some rental lifts. They will rent you a lift. They have a 2011 JLG 1930ES Slim Scissor Lift, 19 foot for $6,000. So I think that's a really good deal from everything I've been looking into.
And who should they contact over there?
Dave Imperato. He's the branch manager, and he will hook you up.
You know what? We keep at this. We might get good at these.
Right.
And he will hook you up.
He will hook you up. Let Midway take you to new heights.
I wonder if they appreciate that we wrote them a logo or
a slogan.
Slogan. This is funny. The one I have labeled as German scientists.
All right.
So I read the headline and then I had the punchline immediately. So don't interrupt me.
Okay.
But now that I said that, it's not even going to be funny.
No, it'll be funny.
Coronavirus. Germany puts on crowded concerts to study risks. The first thing I thought of is they only invite Jews.
We're going to study the risks. We're putting together a study. Here's your free tickets.
It's like we're playing the long game on this one. But
oh, my God.
I don't even want to read the story. The story.
It doesn't matter. That's good. Did you hear about now they're trying to say, what was it, Sturgis? Remember they had Sturgis last week or week before? Yeah. I read ahead. I didn't read the article because I thought it was stupid. It's the headline said, some coronavirus cases have been attributed to Sturgis bike rally or whatever. And in my head, the way that reads is there wasn't enough to be... To put the number in the headline, because if it was a lot, you know they would have put the number in the headline to make it more shocking. So they put some cases. That means like three.
How do they know what it can be attributed to?
They like, don't.
They put it under the microscope and it's the little virus, the cell has a little shitty tattoo and some chaps.
Yeah.
It smells like sweat and cigarettes.
Oh man. I'm glad they didn't cancel it. I'm glad they went through with it. We need to stop. Just go back to normal. If it's the end, it's the end. Fuck it.
We've got two more months before coronavirus is done.
Yeah.
After the election, it's going to be done.
I don't know. If Trump wins, I think it's going to get worse. Or there'll be coronavirus 4 or whatever. whatever number we're on.
All I want is my back pay for the stimulus checks that they're dragging their fucking feet on.
Back pay.
I will file a fucking grievance if I do not get back pay.
I think you should. I keep hearing we're going to get another stimulus check, but I ain't seen shit.
I hope we do, because the people that watch our show seem to just throw money at everything that they like, and they seem to care for us. You know what? I didn't get a chance to check.
Uh-oh.
Sly was supposed to put up for our sponsor, Big Cutting Board.
Oh, yeah.
See if he came through. He didn't. That motherfucker. God damn it. There's supposed to be a cutting board up there for sale.
Big Cutting Board.
And he why can't we find somebody that just fucking follows through on what they fucking say?
Even the Big Cutting Board guys couldn't make it today.
The fucking... So Sly assured me that it would be ready for tonight's show.
Mm-hmm.
And I go on there and I want to tell people, hey, go to the website, go to sponsors, Big Cutting Board, and there's a fucking cutting board on there because them guys are over there working their fucking ass off making these fucking cutting boards.
Maybe he meant like halfway through the show.
God damn it.
He wanted to premiere it during the show.
I'm serious. Well, I'm said. Why don't you get pissed off at this shit?
Why do you?
What? That fucking artist took off with our fucking money somewhere in Pango Pango. I don't know where the fuck she's at.
Is that even real? Pango Pango? Oh. Did she just make that up? God, I hope so. Does she even still listen? I think it was just that she was playing the long con. She never really listened.
It was a fucking short con.
didn't even take very long. she's like, I'm moving to Mexico. Oh shit, I think we should send her more money to see if she'll come back. here's we'll pay you to come back.
I don't fucking get it, man. I'm so fucking. I'm not going to publish episodes anymore.
No,
it's just going to be you and me talking, and I'm not bringing anybody into this shit because they just fuck us. And you don't even care. I think you got the fucking money. That's what I think.
We're splitting it. We're sitting on a beach in Mexico right now, splitting the money. You say I don't care, but I care. I care a lot.
You obviously don't care.
I care. This is how I deal with pain.
Okay, so Big Cutting Board has never sponsored a podcast before.
Yes.
They trusted us.
Yes.
They're having some issues with their website, we're hosting their website for them.
Yes.
How are they going to trust us when they get into big furniture, when they take over the furniture market?
When they corner the furniture market.
If they can't
market.
Trust us with one fucking cutting board that looks really, really nice. Nobody knows how nice it looks. Nobody can tell that somebody spent 6 or 7 hours hand sanding it to a nice glossy finish that'll look great on your countertop.
I don't think Big Cutting Board is in it for the money.
No, they are. I know they are.
I know for a fact they are.
there is, but there's no money to be had because we're keeping them a fucking secret.
Oh my God. So maybe next week all the glitches will be ironed out and you can find Big Cutting Board on our website.
It's not a glitch. Somebody not following through with what they say is not a glitch.
I'm trying to take the positive side. We're calling it a glitch just to save face. You know? Get so angry.
All right. I'm going to go check again, see if, because I know he was listening.
He was. Not anymore. Oh, shit.
Motherfucker, it's still not up there. This is fucking bullshit.
Are you sure you went to our website?
Okay. It's always your fucking guys. You're the one that brought Sly into the fold.
It's always my guys. I never bring any guys in. It's your guy.
You brought Sly in.
No. No.
Bullshit.
No. Did I? Sly's my guy. I stand by him.
Fucking Crom, you brought Crom in.
Oh, bullshit. That was all you.
I tried firing Crom right off the bat. You're like, no, I like Crom.
No, no, no. You brought him in, and then you wanted to fire him. And once he was in, he's in. I felt bad. You know what I mean? And then you wanted to fire him, and I'm like, no, we're not firing anybody. Is that what I said? I think I remember specifically saying we're not firing anybody.
Oh, fuck. All right. Well, at some point in the next week, go over to whosrightpodcast.com, click on the where it says sponsors, and then it says Big Cutting Board, and there's a cutting board this week for sale from Duje and Antonio.
This sounds so complicated. Oh, my gosh.
Right.
Big Cutting Board is going to corner the market, I'm telling you, and we're going to help them. We're bringing right. Big Cutting Board to the masses.
Whatever.
Whatever.
I'm so fucking over this. What's so fucking hard? If you say you're going to do something, did you do the investigations when we get that far?
Yeah.
Okay, see how easy that works? See, teamwork makes the dream work.
What dream? What are we dreaming about here? Oh, my God.
In other news, so I read this thing.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if I'm still getting North Carolina news because I used to live there.
Uh-huh.
Or if this is just something that's this stupid, it just goes worldwide.
This can't be real. All right.
So the headline is U.S. town rejects solar farm amid worries it would, quote, suck up all the energy from the sun.
Do you think this is real?
Yeah, I think it's real. Yeah, I lived in eastern North Carolina.
I lived there. I know this is real.
I can't. So if you go back and listen to all the episodes when I was living in North Carolina, I was adamant that these people were fucking stupid, right? I mean,
yes.
It's not like when I left, I said, you know, in retrospect, they just weren't real bright.
Yeah.
The whole time I was there,
it's a bunch of fucking idiots. Oh, my God. You don't even have to read it. like just the headline, like it just seems like it's straight out of fucking satire. Suck up all the energy from the sun. We need to burn more oil so we don't suck up the energy from the sun.
So I seem to remember, God, I'm going to show my fucking ignorance again. Mm-hmm. I heard or remember hearing mm-hmm. that petroleum in the ground is actually dinosaur bones.
Yeah. Like fossilized. Yeah, I think so.
Doesn't that sound stupid?
Why?
I mean, hold on. What?
What? Why does that sound stupid?
Okay. If I was to tell you that you're going to run a car on bones of people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 20 years from now, mm-hmm. that's the only way to get your car charged. Your phone charged is bones of people.
Grind up bones. All right. Yeah.
At some point, you know you're going to run out of bones. Like.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, okay. So that's what. So if all the people are gone and the only way to get more fuel is people bones. Yeah. But we don't worry about that because we still have lots of bones left.
But how many dinosaurs were there? I mean, you would think that, like, what was there 60?
There's at least 17 T-Rexes. Didn't you see Jurassic Park?
Sly, you fucker. I'm sitting here watching the chat.
Why are you watching the chat? Pay attention to me. We're talking about dinosaurs.
He says he literally sent me the message about it yesterday, LMAO. That was 24 fucking hours ago for you to upload a picture.
Isn't that a band? LMAOF? Hmm. Interesting.
God damn you, you fuck. You know what? I say we just cancel the show. And I'll play the episode 6 of the audio drama that we got going on.
Uh-huh.
And then that's it. That's the end of the Fuck Who's Right podcast.
Oh, my God.
I honestly don't understand why you don't get pissed off about this shit. Why do I have to be the one that gets pissed off?
So, whoa. Now you're mad because you're mad, and I'm not mad, and you feel like you have to get mad on my behalf. I'm not mad. What do you want me to do? I think it's funny. The reason we do this is to be funny, and it's funny
to me. If somebody comes into your house and steals $100 from you, that's funny?
Yes.
You'd laugh?
We're still talking about it like 6 months later, so yes.
It wasn't 6 months later. It wasn't even 6 shows ago.
Oh, my God. It wasn't even 6 shows ago. Is that true? Oh, man. You got to let it roll off you. You're going to have a fucking heart attack from all the stress.
I want to know why you're not pissed off about it. We are hemorrhaging money out of this fucking podcast.
Because the word hemorrhaging is funny?
Okay, so
would it make you feel better if I was mad?
Yes. Right. I want to be mad
I'm
together.
So fucking mad. God damn it. This really fucking pisses me off that Sly stole $100 from us. Is that right? Did I do it right?
You would be a horrible partner to have if I was out going to go out fighting.
That I agree with. Hey, man, you shouldn't have said that shit to him. Sorry. Sorry you're laying on the ground beat up. You shouldn't have said that shit.
I honestly don't understand. I'm being serious. I don't understand why you just laugh it off that somebody keeps stealing from us. We've got... It's like we're getting raided by Mexicans.
I think Sly's white.
Is he?
I think so.
Hold on. I'm going to check to see if he's updated now that I've done.
now that you shamed him. Oh, my gosh.
Motherfucker, how hard is it to upload a picture? When I ran the website.
Oh, wait. Ran the website.
Yeah, that motherfucker, that's how you brought Sly in, because I said I got tired of doing everything.
Uh-huh.
And I said I don't want to do the website anymore. And you said, oh, pick me. Like you were a fucking booger. Pick me.
Uh-huh.
And then, 30 minutes later, you're like, hey, are you good with somebody else taking over the website? It's too much for me. And then Sly comes in. And this is great if I need something updated in fucking December. I tell him now.
I think it's awesome that you think it took 30 minutes. That's my favorite part. I was saying, pick me with one hand and type and slide a message with the other hand.
You probably already had it lined up.
Yeah, I already knew about all this cutting board shit way back then. And I was like, okay, so when the cutting board shit comes up, don't update it when he asks you to update it.
So you're okay. Maybe I have invested personal money into big cutting board. Did you ever think of that? And you're cutting me out of money. So you're as bad as that fucking artist that took our shit.
I'm worse. I'm worse because I'm laughing it off.
Well, you're laughing it off because you're in on it.
Yes, I just told you that. I told Sly not to put it up there 2 years ago whenever we got Sly onto our website. So we're going to do this bit with big cutting board. Don't put it up there.
Fuck it.
Oh, you're so angry. Just calm down. Just calm down. Breathe in, breathe out. You're going to have a fucking heart attack. There's no reason to be so angry.
Okay. See, that's what the fucking problem is. When you thought somebody was stealing from you, when you thought that the account got hacked, you know, when you shut off my personal Amazon account that time?
Yeah, I called Amazon. Yeah, I remember.
Oh, yeah. You were all about it then, weren't you? You adjusted your schedule. You made phone calls. You were pacing your house.
Right.
Because it was money out of your pocket.
Yes. I don't understand the correlation you're trying to make.
You fucking faggot. Whatever.
Oh, my God.
I hate you. Pick a story. I don't care.
Pick a story. I don't give a shit. Oh, my God. What do we got here? So you put the right under put interview on soundboard.
Skip it.
Okay. So we got an article. I got this dog collar article. This kind of goes along with it reads like satire. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Anybody home? You're still angry? You're so angry. Oh. Maine governor orders restaurant servers to wear dog collars under bizarre COVID-19 guidelines. Are you looking at this picture? Do you have this this article pulled up?
Yeah.
So I thought that this was satire at first, but it is real. This picture is fake. I looked into it. The picture itself for the article is fake. It's just a picture of a server wearing a fucking upside down dog collar like you would. Like the dogs, so they don't lick their legs or whatever. But the actual content is real.
I agree with it, though. There's nothing wrong with it.
What do you mean? How is there nothing wrong with it?
Okay, so if there was a virus that was highly contagious and you decided that you were going to go ahead and open restaurants anyway. Okay, so you're sitting at a table and your server is always above you.
Mm-hmm.
Masks, we know that masks don't stop the virus.
Do we?
Yes.
Okay.
So a face shield wouldn't do any good because when you talk, your gravity pulls your spit down right into your patron's
right into
food.
Your soup. All right.
So if you take the face shield, turn it upside down, wrap it around your neck, you talk, everything's good. It protects the people below you.
It protects the people below you. So every time I read one of these articles, the first thing I can think of is science. Like everybody says, we're following the science. We're doing all this because of the science. And if the science says that I have to wear a fucking dog collar when I serve food at a restaurant, I don't believe you. I don't believe that there's any science behind this. I think this is
that's because you're very narrow minded.
Am I?
Yes. Right. Because some article references a dog cone and then you read the article and you see that it's just a face mask turned upside down to stop your spit from falling into somebody's salad.
Mm-hmm.
That's gravity is science, right?
Yep. Gravity is science.
You're okay. Right. If gravity is science and spit contains viruses, we want to contain the spit.
So
it's either using a collar to hold the mat or a shield upside down or like everybody's got to put a bag over their head.
I like that idea better. So do you think that putting a cone over your head, covering this much of your face, whatever.
It's not a cone. It's a face shield.
Okay.
An inverted face shield.
Putting an inverted face shield. Do you think that virus comes out of your mouth and is immediately acted upon by gravity the second it comes out of your mouth and goes straight down and nowhere else? And it just stays right here. So then what happens when you take that face shield off? All the virus goes everywhere.
Are you really that fucking stupid?
As stupid as you for thinking that this is a good idea.
No, okay.
This has anything to do with science.
Have you ever used a condom?
No. Wait, yes.
Okay, so you put a condom on.
Yes.
And you put your dick inside of a vagina.
Yes.
And you pump 4 times and then you come.
3 times, but okay.
All right. The sperm or virus, whatever you want to call it, is captured within that condom.
Okay.
You take the condom off.
Yes.
The sperm don't just go everywhere. It stays.
So now
same as this.
So now you're saying the virus is a liquid?
Yes. Gallons of virus everywhere.
Gallons. Every time you talk, gallons of virus everywhere.
Are you saying that the virus doesn't attach to liquid?
I have no idea.
Yeah, science.
What? I don't know. Yeah, science.
You do know. If you would have watched any videos, you'd know that the virus attaches to droplets in the air.
Okay.
And if you capture the droplets instead of letting them fall into somebody's fucking potato salad, you're going to stop the spread.
Okay. So
flatten the curve.
What happened? What do you do with the face shield that's full of, you know, virus on your neck all the
bleach.
Time? Bleach. So you pour bleach into the face shield while you're wearing it?
Yes.
Before you take it off?
Yes.
If that's the case, then I'm in. I'm back in on this.
Okay. So you're being stupid. You don't need to bleach it while you're wearing it. Oh. If you go 6 feet, if you go just over 6 foot away from somebody, you can take it off as long as you don't fling it.
So the law is don't fling it. That's actually in the law. It's written into the law that you can't fling it. I can't tell if you're serious. This is insane. This whole thing is just demoralizing every step of the way for no reason. Just no reason, man. Just we're just going to make shit up as we go. Now you have to wear an upside down face mask. Oh, my gosh.
I would guess that we are getting to the point at where I work at that we're going to have to start wearing face masks. Mm. So I was very impressed with how my place of employment was pushing back on, you know, like, well, we don't have any cases in the county, so we're good.
Yeah.
And then we got like 62 cases in the county and there's like 400 people that live here. So now like cubicles and shit, you walk by somebody's cubicle and they've got like plexiglass hanging from the ceiling. Like it's a sneeze guard at a salad bar.
God damn it.
If I have a vendor or something come in, they've got to wear a mask. I don't have to. They do.
Oh, Jesus. So how long? Okay. How long before this just becomes, I mean, I guess it's already like fairly normalized, but don't you think that, like I said, it's demoralizing to people. Like we're going to get to a point where it's just normal. We can't shake hands anymore. We can't like ever, everybody's scared of everybody all the time. That's just the new normal from now on. Like we never come back from this. It just seems weird.
No. So I never ever want to hear you fucking say the words new normal again, ever.
Yeah, I know. I hate it myself, but
so don't, but, so then well, just say, okay.
So, just say okay. What? So then, what's the word? How do I say it then? How do I describe it?
I can't think of anything else.
Right.
Is this what we're supposed to do from now on?
Yeah.
That we wouldn't do other times in the past.
Right. I don't know. I'm just worried about the long term effects that this is going to have on people. I mean, people were fucking so. Even me, I hate people, and I'm a social person, right? Like normal people are way more social than me. This is fucking people up. Just the fact that we're not allowed to be social and we're being conditioned to be scared of everybody. It can't be good going forward.
Okay. And so in all honesty, I'm just touching checking in with you.
Yeah.
I ask you this about every couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. Where are you at on your thoughts on how dangerous this virus is?
I feel the same. I don't think it's that dangerous.
Okay.
Why?
This has been me checking in with you.
I don't know. I mean, what do you think?
Oh, I don't think it's dangerous, but eventually somebody that I know is going to die from it. And then I'm going to be, this thing's real, man. You got to protect yourself. You got to wear a mask.
But I don't know. I mean, if somebody close to you dies, does that make it any more dangerous in reality? It doesn't. It's just as dangerous if somebody you don't know dies as if somebody you do know dies.
No, that's not true.
Well, that's a stupid thing to say. Of course it's true. No, so your neighbor
that four was houses, a stupid thing to say.
Your neighbor four houses down dies. Is it more real now than if somebody like in your house dies? I mean, it's the same.
You're an idiot. There's no fucking way that this is how your brain works. So when there's an earthquake, no. I'll even use what I know to be a bad example.
All right.
When you hear, like we just went through another hurricane season, mm-hmm. the East Coast was affected again. Mm-hmm. Currently, I think there's one coming in right now. Mm-hmm. You don't give a shit. You don't know anything about it. When your co-host lost three quarters of his shit to a hurricane, you're telling me that you didn't at least a little bit have hurricanes on the top of your mind more than normal?
Well, yeah, of course I had hurricanes on top of my mind, but I wasn't like, oh my God, I'm going to die in a hurricane. This is more real now than it was before. No, because I'm able to realize that, yeah, it's real and it's a problem, but it doesn't affect me. Right. I mean, that doesn't make it more or less real or more or less dangerous. Of course, hurricanes are dangerous. You're not making any sense. Like if my neighbor four houses down dies. Yeah. It sucks.
So that's what I was talking about, is that it affects you, you fucking dickhead. Of course, it affects you more when it's somebody, you know, that's all I was fucking saying.
Well, yeah, of course. Well, that's
obvious. Yeah, you motherfucker. You are impossible to talk to. Do the ad read for Big Cutting Board. I think Sly finally got around to putting the fucking picture up.
You do the ad read.
You do the ad read. Did we write an ad read?
No, I don't think so. Anyway, if you live in Maine, wear your fucking face shield upside down like a dog collar.
Are you a fan of incest?
I don't know. It depends on if the chicks are hot.
So Val sent us this thing. Mm-hmm. Mother, son charged with incest. Mother and a son are facing the possibility of spending 20 years in prison after being caught having sex by the man's wife, according to police and court documents. Okay, so do you think incest should be illegal?
No.
Okay, me neither.
20 years in jail for having sex with somebody who is of age? Nah, that's stupid. I mean, I wouldn't recommend it. You're going to have fucking kids with four arms or whatever, but I mean, shouldn't be illegal.
Why do you think it's illegal? Do you think it's because of the religious? It can't be because of the religious background, because religion is based on incest.
I honestly believe that there are things that are illegal because people think they're icky. that's what I think.
Ooh, that's icky.
Right. I mean, people think it's gross, unseemly, disgusting. So they're like, yeah, we can't let people do this. Why not? Because it's gross.
I'm glad they haven't made getting morbidly obese illegal.
That's icky.
You're icky.
How would they even do that? You think that so once you get 4 pounds over your BMI, for every pound you get a fine for, and then if you don't pay the fine, you get a year in jail for every pound overweight you are.
So I seen this picture where it was a restaurant in China or whatever, somewhere where there's yellow people. And the doorway had four different size, four different width entrances. Mm-hmm. So if you could go through the small one, you got 25% off your meal. go to the next bigger one, you got 15%, so on and so forth.
Really? Is that real?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was real. But I did some quick calculations based off the person that was walking through the regular price.
Uh-huh.
I don't think that I'd be allowed in the restaurant.
There's four doors and you wouldn't fit through any of them?
It wasn't no more than, I don't know, maybe 14 inches, 12 inches.
For the biggest one?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, I don't even know if I could fit through that.
But so if they did something like that to determine your fat tax, I think I'm for that. I think I'm for a fat tax.
You think so?
Well, because fat people are more of a burden on society.
Yeah, but does that matter?
Yes.
What? Why?
I don't want any more burdens in my life.
If we allow somebody to decide that being fat is a burden on society, you're going to say the same thing you always say, a slippery slope or whatever, but everything is a burden on all of society all the time. So, like, once we allow it.
That's not true. Everything is not a burden all the time.
Yes, it is. If let's say there's a limited amount of food. There is a limited amount of food. If I eat food, I'm eating food that you don't get to eat. So just me eating is literally taking food away from you.
That's not true.
It is too true. How is that not true? How? If we have a limited amount and I take some, you don't get that some that I took.
That's some. Okay. If there is 5,000 pounds of food,
mm-hmm.
okay,
mm-hmm.
and you get to walk up and take as much as you want.
Yes.
You are not going to be able to take enough that is going to affect me not being able to take what I want. There is a limited amount of food, but we are not going to be able to carry enough to affect one another. Therefore, thus, and have with, point proven.
Point proven. Oh my gosh. All right. So is there anything else besides being fat that's a burden on society? Just being fat?
Cancer patients.
Just stop all cancer treatments. You're joking, but that's the way it would go. I mean, like saying that we should do whatever for the benefit of society is the road to eugenics. That's how that works.
So what else should we tax other than fat people and cancer people?
Any kind of disease. I think if you get any kind of disease, if you need hospital treatment at all for anything, you should be taxed more. It's a burden on society. Diabetes, tax.
I think it would depend on if it's type 1 or type 2.
Why?
Because I think type 2 you did yourself, so you should be taxed. Type 1, your parents should be taxed because they gave it to you.
Huh. I'm okay with that, yeah.
What about midgets?
We're going to just tax midgets in general? So
if you think of all the accommodations you have to make to help midgets get through life, you know, you have to, the fucking long things that they put on their pedals so they can drive, that takes resources.
Yeah, but that's jobs. We have to create jobs. Somebody has to make those long things that you put on the pedals.
Right, and those jobs should be paid for by the midgets that's requiring them.
Maybe they should make the midgets make them. So from the day you're born, if you're a midget, it's already predetermined. You're going to get a job in the pedal extender factory.
Or the low counter factory.
The low counter factory. Perfect.
Okay. So I think is that wrong to think? Like, am I off base in thinking that if you're born a midget, you should start paying taxes to pay for your car extender shoes?
No.
Who pays for them?
Car extender shoes. I don't they have to buy them? I mean, I don't know. Does the government just give them to them? Like, here you go. You're short. Have some car extender shoes. If that's the case, then they should have to pay for them. If they're buying them out of their own money that they get from working at the wherever they work, then they shouldn't have to pay extra on top of that, right?
Okay. Do you think midgets work? Like, in the grand scheme of, I'm sure there's a fucking midget out there somewhere that's got a job. But if you're the one doing the hiring, can you imagine getting through the interview and not laughing? Like, to where he stomps his little feet out the door all pissed off?
If
I'm going to tell the wizard.
If I was a manager at McDonald's and a guy came in that can't even see over the counter, I can't hire you. How are you supposed to take anybody's order when you can't see over the counter? I mean, I'm not trying to be a dick about it. I mean, kind of am, but
okay. So where can you hire? What business could you have that you can safely hire midgets and not have it affect your customer base? And it can't be an office job because that's too easy.
I think a bowling alley. I think they should shine the shoes at the bowling alleys. Like, they're the ones that clean the shoes. That way, you know, it's going to save time. It's going to be more efficient because you don't have to bring the shoes up to the counter. The guy's already down there. You can just take your shoes off and leave them on the floor. You know what I mean? Imagine how many hours it would save of lifting shoes.
What about if they're the person that works in the McDonald's playhouse that tells the little kids that they have to have socks on? What if that's their job? So when you're a kid and you see a midget, you're afraid of them, right?
Okay. It's like it's a kid, but it's an adult.
So if this little like Leprechaun, I'm picturing the movie Leprechaun.
he's got the jumpsuit on and everything, fucking vest.
If he comes running up to you and he's like, "Hey, put on your shoes, kid."
You know that kid's gonna fucking listen. Oh shit.
Jack the Blumpkin King. Thank you very much.
Oh, the King of the Blumpkins. Gotta love that.
All right. So a couple of people in the chat say that midgets in the circus. That's, yeah.
Yeah, but that's too easy.
Okay, so the only places they can work is the fucking bowling alley and the McDonald's the playroom?
Oh my God. There's got to be something else that they can do. We got to find something for them. How many midgets are there? How many? I mean,
40? I'll check. Hold on.
I'll check. I guess it all depends on how many midgets there are.
The little people of America. You want to donate?
Nope.
Fuck, can't they just tell me how many of them there are? I want to know. How many midgets are there? It seems like an easy question to answer.
How many midgets are there?
All right, we're going with 200 because I couldn't find anything else.
All right, in the whole country? That's not bad. Are there, I never think about this, but are there midgets like in Saudi Arabia, like Muslim midgets? You never think about that. That's...
Yeah, so, or Mexican midgets.
Yeah, I mean, there's got to be, right?
Little French midgets with a little baby beret.
Oh, shit.
You think there's any midget waiters?
I don't. It would be weird. Wouldn't it be weird if you were at a restaurant?
I don't want the fucking fat fingers touching my food.
It would just be weird. Like, all of a sudden you're sitting there and the tray just kind of slides onto your table. He just kind of walks and just slides the tray right onto your table. And you
bring up a good point. Think about how fucking efficient that is. So the more midgets you hire for waiters, the less you have to pay for, like, tennis elbow or carpal tunnel.
Tennis elbow. Is that a big cost in the restaurant industry?
Well, I am proposing that we can take it down to nothing.
There you go. Man, that's genius.
Truck driver. Midgets could be truck drivers. They got their fucking extender shoes.
Yeah. I think we should design trucks around midgets. Make the front of the truck see-through so they can sit down in the truck and still see, like a tank. You know what I mean?
I watched a documentary a couple nights ago about the Killdozer. Do you remember that?
No.
The guy that he was fed up with his town. I think it was in Colorado. Mm-hmm. So he bought this bulldozer. Oh. And then I think it took him 18 months. So he put like 3/4 inch plate steel, separated by 6 inch, filled that with concrete, and another 3/4 inch plate steel.
What?
But he covered the entire fucking bulldozer, except for the treads.
Yeah.
And then he had a list of everybody that had wronged him. And then he just went and bulldozed the fucking town.
Are you serious?
Yeah. It's on Netflix. It's called Tread. It's pretty good.
It's real? Like, that really happened?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Did he kill anybody or just bulldoze their house?
Just bulldoze mostly businesses, but.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, he went around to make sure that he didn't hit something that he wasn't trying to, but.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like, what, $9 million in damage?
Did they catch him? What happened?
He shot himself.
Aw, poor guy.
Poor Killdozer.
That is a great name, Killdozer. I like that.
I can't believe that you don't. I know you had to have seen it. It was all over the news when it happened.
I don't remember.
I know you don't remember. You don't remember what we talked about 3 days ago. Of course you don't remember this.
What year was it? Was it recent?
I don't remember.
Awesome. Sometime in the 70s, you know, 10 years before you were born. Can't believe you don't remember it.
I think it was like 2010, maybe 2012.
Oh.
Fuck, I don't know. You know what? I know how I can find out.
Too. Oh, my God.
When did Killdozer
kill
happen?
When did Killdozer happen?
2004.
Oh. Crazy. Yeah, I don't remember that. I was still worried about 9/11 at that time.
All right. We got anything else?
No, we can leave these for the next week or whatever, or next Sunday show. No, I think we're good. We got to do our patrons and got some backstories.
Stick around for that.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's see. Incest, frozen sperm. Well, we only got one left. We might as well do it.
Oh, we can save it. It doesn't matter.
All right, whatever.
Whatever.
All right. New patrons. So we started this new thing now, right, where you can just Patreon allowed us to you can pay
yearly,
annually.
Yeah, yearly.
Save 10%.
Yep.
And we have decided to, anybody that does that, we contact the private investigator.
How does that work? Does that 10% come off of ours or theirs, Patreon's end? Does this costing us money?
Yeah.
Are we losing out on this deal? Are we gonna owe Patreon?
So it are you being serious?
Not really. I mean, I don't know how it works, but I was just fucking around.
Well, everybody makes less money.
Oh.
Because we pay our fees based on what we make.
Oh.
And if we make less, Patreon makes less.
Oh.
So if you want to fuck Patreon and fuck us, sign up for the annual.
Oh, shit. All right.
All right. I agree. Okay. I agree with this guy.
People who don't donate are 6A. I agree.
So do you think that he's so worried about typing the word gay that he puts the 6 there? Or do you think that he just doesn't know the difference?
He doesn't know the difference. I hope it's that he's just worried. I hope people are that scared that they're not allowed to type certain words.
I'm curious, Ollie. Thank you for the super chat. But I'm curious, did you type that because you're scared to type the word gay? I'll wait.
Oh, my God. I donated, and I am gay. So what? Yeah.
Thank you, Jack.
So what? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, fuck.
Well, that's not true. The other guy just did it.
Liar. Okay, Anthony.
Uh-huh.
I'll tell you the proper way to do this to keep the flow going.
Huh.
Ollie wrote back and said it didn't let me.
Uh-huh.
That way people that are listening to the audio show understand what the dialogue is instead of you just saying, well, that's not true.
I said, it didn't let me. Well, that's not true. Yeah. Okay.
But you left out that first part. You just said, well, that's not true.
Okay.
Fuck. Oh, fuck. I got to read this fucking thing from Fritzy. God damn it. Whatever. You ready?
Yep.
Go.
But go. Am I reading it?
Yeah.
You said, I got to read this thing from Fritzy.
No, just start the fucking new patrons.
Hold on. You said, I got to read this thing from Fritzy like you were going to read it. I was going to read it along with you. Starry, thank you very much for signing up.
I think this is week number 4 for Ian upgrading. He went from 52 to 57.
Thank you, Ian. Val signed up for the yearly deal-a-ma-jig where he saved 10%. So we went ahead and did hired our private investigator to get an investigation for Val. So here's that. Valerie sews denim jackets in sweatshop/chocolate factory near Pennsylvania, but only for fun, and discounts on jean jackets. He also runs a photography business that specializes in taking photos of genital herpes to track the progression of the disease. While Val never learned to read or write, he didn't let that stop him from becoming vice president of the Hair Club for Women, a gun rights advocacy group for hair triggers and Harrier Bush.
It's kind of nostalgic doing these again, isn't it?
It is.
I hate it.
Thanks, I hate it.
Soy Mexicano, so good computer essay. Thank you, Ollie Blazin.
Thanks, Essay.
What do you think I just said?
Soy sauce on Mexican food is so good.
So, you know, we did that thing in the bonus episode where you translated on the fly.
Yeah.
Got a lot of negative feedback about that.
Why?
People saying that it gave them a headache.
Doesn't my voice just normally give people a headache?
I thought it was funny.
I thought it was funny, too.
I had fucking tears in my eyes. You know what? I should put that up there.
What?
Patreon.com/whosradio.
Yeah, good idea. And we are also on Subscribestar, just in case you don't like Patreon.
Caleb, to school for cool. Thank you for upgrading. What did he put here? Hey, Suicidal and Crispy Dad, thanks for all the laughs. I look forward to your new episodes every week and the after shows at patreon.com/whosright. Hope you are doing well. No homo. Anthony's mom is the grandma of a crispy child tender, and she is a hoe.
It's not very nice.
Why would I am not a fan of attacking your grandma.
Just my mom.
Yeah, yeah. If your grandma happens to be listening, I like you very much, Nana Anthony.
Nana. Oh, I love it. Okay, Uncle Auschwitz, thank you very much.
Also, I think probably one of the funniest names.
That one made me laugh.
Jack the Blumpkin King says, as a gay midget waiter, this podcast is hitting way too close to home. That would be great.
It would be so awesome if that was
true. If you're a midget, I want to have a midget on the show. If you are a midget or know a midget...
If you or your loved ones is a midget.
Wouldn't you like to have an unfiltered, like, just a real conversation with somebody who's, like, 3 foot tall? Like, so...
What's it like being 3 foot tall?
Yeah.
I only want to have them on if they have their camera at regular height and they're sitting in the chair and we only see this much of them. That's how...
You just gave me an idea.
All right.
We can make anybody a fucking midget. We don't know...
doesn't have to really be a midget.
Okay, so if you want to come on the show next week and you have a webcam and you have no problem role-playing as a midget.
How many people do you think are going to sign up for that? We're going to have so many midgets next week.
Little fucking Royal Rumble.
We're going to have an overabundance of midgets.
All right. Fritzy, our raccoon friend, sent me a message on Discord or whatever, and he said, if you read this, I'll upgrade my tier. And I will not be bossed around by anybody. Mm-hmm. So I said, no. If you upgrade your tier, I'll read it. Mm-hmm. So I am a man of my word.
There you go. So now you got to read it.
And I am also a whore. And it's so long.
It's not that long. Should open the show with it.
I see him in my dreams. I'm lonely when he's mean. My love undying seems bleak. Why am I such a huge freak? My body is whole. My soul is holy. The days that are dark and scary, I spend with my finger scrolling. I see him in my dreams. My temperature gets warmer. I must sleep now in this fire eternal. He don't fucking rhyme. He's no Eminem, that's for sure. I see him in my dreams. His face so calm. Whoever knew how much of a freak this raccoon can become? I just read furry porn.
I'm pretty sure that was about you.
Why would you say that?
Yeah, because I think he likes you.
Okay, so here's the problem. Mm-hmm. I'm the one that just read that. I sold my soul for that $10 a month.
Yep.
I want your half of his money.
No, you get all of his love. I get at least half his money.
I don't want that little raccoon red rocket.
Just give it a little flick. It'll be all right.
All right. So you got to do this next one here.
Isaac. Isaac went to the yearly tier or whatever, paid for the whole year, saved 10%. So we hired our investigator. In 1992, Isaac was crowned honorary king of the Ada region of Ghana in recognition of his humanitarian work there. That same year, Isaac moved to Martinsville, Saskatchewan, Canada.
Pause. I was talking to somebody from Canada today.
Uh-huh.
Do you know that? So let's say that you are a parent, like as you are.
Yes.
How old is your youngest kid?
11.
Okay. So if you lived in Canada, if your kid wants to start transitioning, by law, you have to not only allow it, you have to provide all the whatever drugs or blockers or dick cutting off surgery, everything.
What do you mean? If you say no, like you go to jail or something, or they take your kid away?
Yes. Yeah, it's considered abuse.
If my kid comes to me and says, I think I might be a girl, and he's a boy, he says, I think I might be a girl. If I don't immediately say, all right, let's go to the doctor right now. Well, I mean, how does that work?
If your kid says, I want to start my transition, you are obligated.
So my son is 11. I'm not even sure that he knows what the word transition means.
Then you should have your kids taken away for not having a good vocabulary.
I mean, so doesn't that seem wrong? Because when you were 11, did you even think that even if you felt like you were born in the wrong body or something was wrong, did you know when you were 11 that there's a procedure that I can get where I can become a woman? Like the fact that an 11-year-old knows that.
Well, no, but I didn't have Twitter when I was 11.
Right. That's my point. So the fact that an 11-year-old knows that that's an option is wrong in the first place. And that's why this is so fucked. They shouldn't even. Why? Why do they even know? And that means that they are being manipulated, you know?
All right. Carry on. All right.
That same year, Isaac moved to Martinsville, Saskatchewan, Canada, where he started a babysitting service and a daycare center in his home. That is where he started worshiping Satan and sacrificing chickens. Police began an investigation and allegations began to snowball. More than a dozen persons, including five police officers from three different forces, ultimately faced over 100 charges connected with running a satanic cult called the Brotherhood of the Traveling Pants, which practiced ritualized sexual abuse of numerous iconic children's toys.
Fuck, shut up.
Shit, yeah, man. More super chats. Wendell. Hi, fat. Hi. How you doing?
She's talking to me, dick.
Oh, sorry.
Try to take away my fat shaming. Oh, fuck. God, we still got more. Mm-hmm. It's like, God damn it, more people signed up. So this is the guy that drew our Raiden the Dildo Smuggler shirt. Mm-hmm. Did you know that?
I did not.
Well, you said, mm-hmm, like you knew.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Oh, I got to read this. I was sitting here waiting for you to start fucking talking. Reese is very good friends with Paul Abdul, Shaquille O'Neal, and Roseanne Barr. They first met when they recorded a cover of the Boyz II Men song, It's So Hard to Say Goodbye to Yesterday, for the soundtrack of the new Rambo movie. It never made it into the film. When he's not picking up aluminum cans on the side of the road for extra money, Reese enjoys fisting fat chicks, which is a family board game he created in collaboration with Shaquille O'Neal and is currently trying to sell to Milton Bradley. I don't miss these.
Victor. Thank you, Victor, for signing up for the Patreon.
Also, thank you.
Grant. Thank you, Grant.
I know Grant just, he should have accepted delivery of a new cutting board.
Yeah.
From Big Cutting Board.
Awesome. Hopefully he's happy with his big cutting board.
So I keep meaning to tell you what else. I almost said I. What big cutting board put in the package?
Yeah. You want to tell me off the air?
Yeah, because I don't want to spoil it for him if he hasn't received it yet.
All right. Perfect.
Charles, thank you very much for signing up.
Dustin, thank you for signing up.
Caden, you are appreciated.
All right. Thank you, Fetish, for signing up.
So Fetish just signed up again today. He dropped.
Yeah.
And I'm always interested to find out why people drop. Mm-hmm. Like, don't you get kind of curious? Like,
absolutely. Yeah.
Was it something I said?
Yeah. Yes. That's exactly right.
I want to say it again. I want to double down.
I need to know what thing it is that I said that, you know, pushed you over the edge. The bane of who's right. I'm glad I started following my dreams for being an above average sketch artist so I don't have to listen to you boomers anymore. I don't know what that means.
I don't know. Thank you. Okay. So we're going to do what we did last week. I'm going to say goodbye. Mm-hmm. And then I got a question I want to ask you.
All right.
Okay. Ready?
Bye.
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 Okay. Why is it so hard for you to try to have a funny conversation? Why can't you stay out of this fucking serious shit?
Are you being serious right now?
Yes, I'm being serious. Screw you, Bane. Of who's right?
I don't know.
Just shows off. Don't worry about it. It's just me and you talking.
Yeah, I know. I got nothing. I don't know.
We could have done something with the midgets, man.
We still can.
Is it illegal? Is it illegal to fuck a midget?
I don't think so. I think they make pornos with Bridget the Midget still. I think she's in her 70s now.
All right, so fucking Bane is, look at this. You have to dwell on my post. I missed the attention. I'm quitting.
Jesus
right
Christ.
Now. I'm unsubscribing Patreon. So we've said it to you before. We'll say it again. Mm-hmm. Goodbye.
See ya. I think that's like the third time or fourth time or something. I don't know.
I ought to go in and do a check to see who's quit the most.
We should have a poll or a whatever, like a something that shows how who's quit the most. It's not a poll. It doesn't make any sense.
I think I know who it is. Hmm. I don't want to say his name because he'll quit again. Every time I say his fucking name, he quits.
I think I know who you're talking about.
All right. Are we done?
Yeah. Ready to jump into the after show bullshit for a bit, and then I got to get my ass to work.
All right. I am going to see everybody over there on Discord in the after show chat. If you want to join us, go to patreon.com/who'sright for the last time. That's the last time you're going to hear it this week.
Bye for real.
Oh, do you want to check out the shirt?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's take a look at what we got.
That'd be kind of fucked up. All right. How do I do this? I want to try to... God, I fucking hate this fucking service. Hold on, Nicholas. Why can't I make it big?
There.
Not you.
That was awesome.
There we go. Mm-hmm. That didn't do any fucking good.
Yeah. Now you got to zoom out a little bit. There we go. There you go.
All right.
That looks good.
What do we got here? Me yelling to follow through the midget shoe extenders. I can't.
Is that your belly button? That's awesome.
Anti butt fucking. I'm anti-fascist.
I love it. Racist.
Hey, racist. Okay.
I love it. I swear I'll do the art.
Me on a bulldozer running over the girl that stole our money. Must be Fritzy.
Fritzy's drooling over you. Oh, can't tell me not to interact. I don't want to interact with people. Wait, are you calling out my hypocrisy? Damn you.
All right.
Love it.
And of course, Cooking with Doug and Tyrone. Doug Complains featuring Anthony.
That's so awesome.
Thank you very much, Nick. Oh, please give me my money, please, Doug. Dear artist.
That sums it all up. Dear artist, please give me my money, please.
All right. So this shirt will end up being in the show notes on YouTube as well as in the show notes on the podcast.
Yes. This is a great idea. I love this. This turned out awesome. I'm so glad.
All right. Thank you very much, Nicholas.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. Follow through, everybody. Follow through.
Bye.
Bye.